You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. September is National Recovery Month. Through the month, we're going to be speaking with recovery counselors from Oaklawn to learn more. Amy Block is a recovery counselor. Amy, thank you so much for being with us on the radio this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you taking the time. Not only is Amy a counselor, but she's also in recovery herself. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I've been in recovery for the past 15 months.
Would you mind sharing a little bit about your story to kind of get us rolling here?
I hurt my sciatic nerve at work, and I went to a doctor. He prescribed pain medication. I started abusing pain medication. After a while of abusing medication, I decided to try heroin because it was cheaper. So I developed a heroin addiction after that, and it lasted about 10 years.
Now, I just want to underscore, because this is a topic that's we've been hearing an awful lot about lately, your process, your addiction began with prescription pain drugs, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said that you dealt with addiction for 10 years?
Yes, with my opiate addiction, yes.
Now, I know for many people, that's just a continuous downhill spiral during that process. I'm sure for you, the story is very much the same.
Yes, I lost everything.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you finally reach the realization, I have to make some changes in my life?
Well, when DCS got involved and took my daughter, who was only 4 months old, that's when I really decided, you know, enough is enough. I'm tired of losing. I've got to change.
And when you made that decision that you're tired of losing, that you had to change, what did you do at that point?
Well, I went to, I was released out of jail. I went to the YWCA, and I stayed at the YWCA for about a year. I went through their substance abuse program. I graduated from that. I also was the first graduate in LaPorte County with their family recovery court. I just graduated in April for that, and then I was trained in March as a recovery coach with Oaklawn, and I became an Oaklawn recovery coach in April.
So you're fairly new to the recovery process then, as far as being clean and living your life back where it should be.
I actually started my recovery on September 1st, 2019, but I had a slip 15 months ago. It lasted about 4 days, and that's when I lost my daughter and everything, and I've been clean ever since.
And that happens to a lot of people. I think one of the things that's important to stress is if there's a failure somewhere along the line, don't let that be the end of the process. Get back up. Yeah, and keep going. How did you become involved in the recovery coach program that you're involved in now?
When I started going to NA meetings, I heard about the recovery coach program and how people that have been in recovery can help other people to go into recovery. And that was just something that was like a calling for me. If I could do this, I want to be able to give back what was so freely given to me.
If somebody in our audience thinks they have a problem, or perhaps they know someone who needs help, what do they do?
Well, Oaklawn has outpatient services, skills training, case management, individual and group therapy. And Oaklawn also has a QRT hotline to reach recovery coaches 7 days a week. You can call 574-537-2778. Also, there's a recovery cafe, and you could go in person and meet a coach Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. The number is 574-537-2777. And we have a new mobile response team. It's for opioid addiction hotline, and that's a 24/7 on call. And they even go to hospitals. And that number is 574-537-2700. And you can also go to www.oaklawn.org/addiction and look for rapid access. And there's all the information about the mobile opioid team, quick response team, and recovery cafe.
Amy, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much for the work you're doing to help other people in the recovery process. And best of luck to you as you continue to take that journey, because we know it's a lifelong process.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You have a wonderful day.